Yeah. Praise and worship. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for what you've done in this hour. We pray, Father, that you continually cover us under your precious blood, oh God. For you are our keeper. You are our strong tower. You are the place we run to when we need help for our troubles. We thank you right now, Lord God, for blessing this time, blessing your word, and blessing your people. I pray above all, God, that you keep us safe in this time of trouble. I plead your blood upon your people right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you make all things beautiful in your time. So we give you praise in advance for manifesting your wisdom, your knowledge, and above all, your understanding. We thank you in advance, O Lord God, for your healing virtue flowing throughout the earth. There is no God like Jehovah, and we forever give your name praise, honor, and glory. We do ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in this hour. Praise God. We give you greetings from Wellspring Fellowship Church. I'm Pastor Anthony Green, and though we can't physically be together, that doesn't mean we can't stay spiritually connected. So today we want to share a word with you from the Word of God. The title of today's message is Living in Changing Times. You'll find us, first of all, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. And from 2 Timothy, chapter number 3, we want to work from verses number 1 through 5. And we want to truly ask that God would bless his word, that we will say something that will literally encourage your soul and actually bring you to that place of peace, even in the midst of this turmoil. I thank God that there's nothing done on the face of the earth that God does not already know about. So if we would look in our Bibles again in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3, I want to read for your hearing verses number 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times of great stress and trouble will come, difficult days that will be hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self, narcissistic, self-focused, lovers of money, impelled by greed, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. And they will be unloving, devoid of natural human affection, callous and inhumane, irreconcilable, malicious gossipers, devoid of self-control, intemperate, immoral, brutal haters of good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of sensual pleasures rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of outward godliness, religion, although they have denied its power, for their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. Avoid such people and keep far away from them. I want to share with you again that even in this day and time, God actually said that this would happen. He said perilous times would come upon us. There would be times that would be in the land that would be hard to deal with. But I want us to understand that if God said it, he mean it, and he also is able to keep us through these times. Just like any other thing, there are times and seasons, and just like anything else, this time will also pass. He also says here in the Word that if we understand this, we ought to prepare ourselves to deal with the times that we're living in. I implore everyone to stay encouraged, to keep the faith. As it says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 7, he says that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So I pray that you would keep your mind sound, that you would be encouraged, and know that the same God that kept you through every other circumstance will keep you in the midst of this one. And understand that even though we cannot be a part of one another's physical life right now, we've got to know that we've got to stay spiritually connected, stay in that place, that posture with God that keeps us knowing that he is our keeper. He is our strong tower. He's the place we run to. He's the one that we make our petition to. He's the one that we tell all of our fears and all of our struggles to. And he will bring about a peace that will keep our heart, that will keep our mind stable and steady. He also says again in verse number 2, he says that people would be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. If anybody pays attention to the circumstances we live in now, people are thinking about themselves and not thinking about one another. But I've always believed that there's strength in unity and there's strength in togetherness. And I thank God that even in the midst of this circumstances, families are getting closer. Families of which God has established before he even established the church are having an opportunity now to lay that foundation to be stronger than they've ever been before. And when we come back together to worship, even in the church, we should be on a higher level. God is preparing us for the things that are coming. And if we understand this, we understand that there are seasons for everything. There's a purpose for everything under the sun. He says in verse 3, and they will be unevolving or unloving, devoid of natural human affection. Again, when we look around our world, we see that folk are not doing the natural things. They're not doing the things that God said we should do. They're taking on the mentality of their emotions, and they're loving what they feel and what they want more than they love God. But I believe in this season, God is giving a warning in the earth, allowing us to return to him, because according to his word, he says, if you would return to me, I would return to you, and I would cause you to know my glory in the earth. He goes on to say again in verse number 4, he said that men would be traitors, they would be reckless, they would be conceiters, lovers of sensual pleasure rather than lovers of God. And he said they would hold on to a form of godliness. And I thank thank God that even in this season, I don't want anyone to lose their form. If you are made in God, if you are shaped in God, if God has been keeping you, stick to that foundation that lets you know that God lives in you. He keeps you. He brings you peace even in a time of turmoil. Know that God is well able to keep that which he's committed to you. And even in times like this, our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we might ask or think. He's able to keep us moving forward when the world tells us to stand still. According to Scripture, he tells us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So why should we worry? Why should we fear when God already said that these times would come? When he already said that we would deal with hard times, we would deal with stressful situations, we would deal where in the last days where men would start loving themselves and they would walk away from God and turn away from God. But how many know today that God is real and he's still operating in our lives? God is real and he's still providing. Even when we can't go the places we want to go, we know that God is our provider. We know that he is our keeper. We know that he's our strong tower. We know that he brings us peace even in a time of turmoil. So why should we worry? Why should we fear? Even when we're living in times like this, we must know that God is still God. I want you to, again, look with me in the book of Ecclesiastes, because I want you to understand that this is just a season. Somebody tell somebody out there that this is just a season. It's just a time. And if you know anything about times and seasons, they always change. And what I love about God is he allows everything to change, but he is God and he never changes. He remains the same in the midst of every circumstance. He's an all-knowing God. He knows what's coming before it shows up. In other words, unless he signs off on it, it can't even happen. So if you'll look with me in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, and we're going to look at verse number 1 and also verse number 7. Go ahead and turn with me in your Bibles there, and I want you to kind of see this for yourself, because if I said it, it doesn't carry much merit, but when the Word of God says it, it's locked up. It's already there. So again, here's what he says. He says, there is a season and a time appointed for everything, a time for every delight, every event, and every purpose under the heaven. In other words, God promised us that there would be seasons and there would be times, and just like anything else, seasons and times change. They don't always stay the same. So even though this is a bad time, it's a struggling time, it's a rough time, this too will come to an end. It only has an expiration date. Its time is coming to an end. So do not make final decisions in temporary circumstances. Understand that this thing will come to an end. If you would look again at verse number 7, again in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 and verse number 7, I want to bring your focus here, because the Bible states here in Ecclesiastes 3 and 7, it says that a time to tear apart and a time to sew together. Now pay attention here. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. Now you've got to understand that it's important that when you're dealing with rough times and when you're going through changes of time, you've got to know when to stay silent and you've got to know when to open your mouth. The Word of God states that life and death are in the power of our tongue. But the Bible also says that there are seasons in our life where we need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In other words, there's a time where you need to literally shut your mouth and let God do his work. There are times where you've got to drown out the words that's bringing fear in the earth and not hear what the world is saying, but believe God's report, because God's report is he's faithful and he will never leave us nor will he forsake us. So just like any other season, this season too will pass. Though it's hard, it's got an expiration date. Though it's troublesome, it's got an expiration date. Though it looks bad, it's got an expiration date. And I'm here to tell you that there are seasons in your life where you can't just look through your natural eyes, but you've got to look in the spirit. Every now and again, you've got to tell somebody they need to just look again. Look again, because the report will change, because God tells us that we don't need to fear or worry about anything. He cares for the lily of the valleys. How much more will he care about us? So I thank God that even in the midst of this season where we're going through separation, we're going through things where we can't do what we normally do, All we need to do is know when to be silent, and we need to know when to open our mouth and cry aloud and spare not. Because how many know that the best time to give God the praise and was when you're going through a tough situation? The best time to lift up the name of Jesus is when things don't look like they're going to work out on your behalf. The best time to lift up the name of Jesus is when you can't do what you want to do. How many out there know that God is able to bring you through just like he bring you through that? So pay attention here. I want to leave this thing with you. People change. Conditions change. Seasons change. Time change. But God changes not. He is faithful. He is just. And he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. The scripture says, I am the Lord, I change not. And I am faithful to you even till the end. God says he's so faithful. If he was not faithful, we would have already passed away. But great is the faithfulness of our God, and it's time for our faithfulness towards him to become great. If there's ever been a time in our country where we need to kind of scrap our boots up and bow our heads and bow our knees and bow down to God and tell him that, Lord, you're never changing, even in the midst of changing times, even in the midst of changing seasons, even in the midst of changing conditions, people change, but I am the Lord, and I change not. How many know that it's a time to give God praise? Because we hear every message, but it's time to hear the Lord's message. His message is, we are living in the midst of changing times, but we must understand that our God never changes. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forever, and he's always faithful to his word. Whatever he said, he will surely bring it to pass. I thank God that even though that this world we live in, it seems like it's all heading in the wrong direction, but God says, if it was possible, the very elect would be deceived. But how many know that when we trust in the word of the Lord, when we're silent when we need to be silent, and when we speak when we need to speak, we will know to heed God's word, to stay strong, to stand still, and to see the salvation of the Lord, and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no matter what changes, our God changes not. Give God praise. Give God glory. Thank him for what he's doing in this hour. Be encouraged and know that he's faithful to his people. He did tell us that perilous times would come, but he is a deliverer, and he will not stop delivering until he gets us to where we need to be. He who hath begun a good work in us has just and faithful to complete it. Let God have his way in your life. Let him keep lifting you up. Always plead his blood over your house, your children, your family, your friends. Know that God is able. Give God a hand praise up in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.